something that I've been just feasting and confessing. And I am just totally convinced that because of my commitment and my continuing in God's word, those angels, the Holy Ghost and God kept them because my daughter said, Mama, they was coming so fast. She had called me after they had passed them up. She said, Ma, the car that they was chasing was right on the side of us on the wall. Because they were running. And, you know, speeding away from the police. And Tiffany said, Ma, she said, that could have been our lives. And just the other day prior to that, and it happened this month, a little baby lost their lives. And also another man was on a high-speed chase from the police, and he had a 16-year-old son in the car, and he ran into an 18-wheeler, and he lost his son. But prior to all of that, I know, I'm totally convinced that those prayers, the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah.
And like Brother David was saying, we don't even know how powerful we are. You know, I'm just continuing in that Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 prayer because I know that in that prayer it talks about the spirit of wisdom, counsel, and understanding.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, that is what we're decreeing over the body of Christ, over our family, in that prayer. And it just really blessed me that, and it, my heart was like so shaken, but at the same time, I'm totally convinced that God kept them, you know.
Amen.
God kept my family.
Yeah.
So I just thank God, because this is in line with us, with God was ministering through Brother Thurston about, you know, being committed, you know, just honoring God and just hungering and thirsting for time with Him. So much so that you just, you know, sometimes you can't even put the word down, but you know you got to get to your dating, you know, appointments and stuff, but This is really good, and it's just such confirmation. I'm just so blessed. I'm so glad that we did this, and God led Sister Mary to get us on this Saturday morning. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. More than welcome. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Minister Thurston and David. I was totally blessed by everything. Really building my faith, all the work that you're teaching.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm so proud of y'all. I know I told y'all your mama trained y'all right. When somebody thank you, tell them thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And, does anybody else have anything they want to say or say thank you or just,
yes, sir.
Because these two men really brought something to, David shared some things with us earlier.
Amen.
For those that was not on, I mean, I went, oh my God, I didn't want them to miss it, but he was just, so on point.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
It's open to anybody else. Y'all better jump in, because on Sundays I don't let y'all do that. Because I have so much I have to release. Then we take communion, and it's just not time for this. But I narrowed this down just for fresh start.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all can be free. You can say what you want to say. The comment Mary made earlier was just wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
I've got a secular comment. This is Mary.
Okay.
Thurston, thank you for your pink oven and your waffle recipe. I got me a new Belgian waffle cooker.
Yeah.
And Frank, you take out and wash. And I did your recipe yesterday. That's for yesterday. It was
great.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. We can get some of them waffles, Brother Thurston, when we return back to our rest of our morning.
We're going to have another Mother's Day.
I want to do that this Mother's Day. So we'll do it.
Amen to that.
Amen.
I
did want to point this out because it lines up with what the Lord was using Brother David to minister to us. I mean, God is showing himself mighty in this earth because the stock market, God's fail, the sport in Hollywood, God's fail, you know, it's like God is in charge. He is in charge. He is showing himself strong. These guys done fail. They done fail, and they fail hard.
Yep.
Just can't wait to see what we about to do in this body of Christ. It's like, okay, Lord, I'm just being still, and I'm doing that. What was that you said, but Thurston? I wrote that down. Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Just stand.
Yeah.
You know, even when you don't, see what we think need to be happening like now with the leaders or whatever, just do what you need to do. Just stand.
Yeah.
And watch God. Just keep looking and watching.
Yeah.
Okay, last call. Anybody else?
I thank God that he give you that momentum you need. And that knowledge,
Amen.
He helps us do it. We can't do it without him, no way.
Okay. And,
I thank God for helping us. I see people as mighty. Anybody washed in the blood, remember, they're greater than John the Baptist, who was greater than all the prophets. You know, I mentioned when it came to taking no for an answer, I had 2 Kings queued up, how Elisha wouldn't take no for an answer. Even Elijah told him to go on the other way. He wouldn't do it. He said, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion. He wouldn't take no for an answer. And then he said, if you see me when I'm taking up, he said, you ask a hard thing. He said, but if you see me when the Lord take me up, you will you'll receive it. And he did. And then the mantle fell to him to prove it.
Amen. Yes, it did. And he was asking a difficult thing because he wasn't really, it should have gone to some of the people that was a part of his school, the school of the prophets. He had just got anointed for that.
Mm-hmm.
He had just came in anointed for that.
Yeah.
But wasn't nobody desiring it?
That's the problem.
Nobody was desiring it like Elisha was.
Yeah.
When Elijah, to me, it was already in his heart to do something for God. He was just plying. He was just doing what was before him then.
Mm-hmm.
When Elijah came, it hit Elijah hard. When that anointing came, he told him to go down there and anoint. When that came on, man, he couldn't separate him.
That's right.
And he wanted to be, he wanted that position. He wanted to be, he said, give me a double portion.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be the eldest son. The eldest son always got the double portion.
Mm-hmm.
He had to take care of the others.
Yeah.
And he did. Every time something went wrong at the school, they would come to Elijah and said, Elijah, this has gone wrong. Doing this and this went wrong. Something important is in the pot.
Yeah.
And Elijah had the anointing and had the mantle to take care of, not only for himself, but for others.
Yeah. And when we first met
Elijah was anointing people, but now people of God, it's the Spirit of God that anoints us now.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
When we first met Elijah, Elisha, He was plowing in a drought with 12 yoke of oxen. That's dedication.
Yes, he was. He was working.
He wouldn't take no for an answer. And he, and the other prophets tried to get him to leave his master, but he wouldn't. And then his master said, "Go on, the Lord's gonna take me up." He said, "What do you want? I want a double portion." He said, "You ask a hard thing." And then he said, "If you see me taking
it,
and it was not easy, and it was not comfortable to stick with Elijah the way he was moving." And he did it, and he saw him taken up, and he got it. But the point is, Jesus said, there's no prophet greater than John the Baptist, but he that is in the kingdom of God is greater than he. In other words, anybody that's washed in the blood of Jesus is greater than these men. And you, imagine if you, it's up, that kind of dedication is up to us. That's a choice of our own free will. And we can have it. And if we take it, you're going to have to take that kind of dedication and motivation. You take it and you'll see and offer your whole life a living sacrifice. God will take that life and do something awesome with it.
And amen, Apostle. Amen, amen, amen. You know what you're saying about John the Baptist is so true.
Mm-hmm.
It was no one greater than the old prophets than mm-hmm. John the Baptist.
Yeah.
He said, but the least one in the kingdom is greater than John the mm-hmm. Baptist, because he introduced the kingdom, but he didn't get a chance to live in it. People of God, y'all are so privileged to live in the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
to live in it,
yeah.
where you're washed in the blood, where you, like Apostle said, you're in the blood. See, mm-hmm. although John the Baptist, he introduced the kingdom. He got his head cut off. He didn't get a chance to live in
Mm-mm.
the kingdom.
Mm-mm.
But we ought to say we are so privileged as I release over every, mostly every time I teach, I try to release over the students
mm-hmm.
that you are a chosen generation. Every generation is chosen. Try to remind you of it. You're living in the kingdom. You're chosen for this hour.
Yeah. Our dedication.
And that's very important.
Our dedication.
So live like you are chosen.
That's right.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Our dedication Amen. Involves
now, David,
God.
You got to cut us off here now, because you're the administrator. If you don't sit there, you're sitting there real quiet.
Well, I'm just
just listening.
Y'all saying some good stuff.
You got to speak up and cut us off.
Well, I'll just say I've enjoyed this good meal this morning. And
Amen.
Guys, we'll see y'all tomorrow at church. Amen.
Amen.
And I will hear from y'all at 4:00.
Yeah, 4:00.
Amen.